disturbing my sleep. A sleep that I thought would last through eternity. Someone walked over my grave, awakening me. Awakening me and bringing me back to reality. I walk now in a place that is filled with misery. Caused by men in search of their sinful destiny. Friends I've known and family I've loved will have to answer to me, for they let someone walk over my grave, awakening me.
Francisco. My name is Rocker Smooth. I'm glad you're with me. Welcome to the balcony. For the next 120 minutes, you're going to ascend with me up to where I reside. I got a lot of new rock for you guys today. This week was awesome, and I'm going to share it, musically speaking. I want to thank everyone for listening. Props up to Radio Valencia. I have a lot of new rock for everyone today, so I'm going to get right to it. We're going to start off with our unofficial official theme song, which is 24/7 Spies. John Conley's Theory is the name of the song. It's off the album Gumbo Millennium. I also learned how to podcast my shows this week, so I've been doing that all week long. So you can access our past shows from the past like 3 years with DJ AU and myself, and also just myself. All right, folks, let's get it going. We'll be right back here at the balcony. Good morning. Okay, so I'm not going to talk a lot during this one. I mean, I'm going to talk a little bit, you know what I'm saying, but I do have a this is going to be someone I always play, but this is probably a song that you've never heard before. And don't lie, this is off Soundgarden's last album. It's called King Animal. And this is actually the song that got them back together again. The song's written by the drummer, Matt Cameron. And he actually was influenced by a Rolling Stones song off this one, which I thought was pretty interesting. So this is called Blood on the Valley Floor. This is by Soundgarden. We'll be right back here at the balcony. It's a really good record, by the way. Okay, this is going to be, it's called Cut Me Some Slack is the name of the song. And you might have heard of some of the artists. It's by Paul McCartney, Dave Grohl, and Chris Novoselic. So they definitely have some musical background between the three of those guys. I'm not sure what it's off of. It looks like the album is called Sound City. Or maybe it's called 606. Anyway, check it out. It's called Cut Me Some Slack. Paul McCartney, Dave Grohl, and Chris Novoselic. We'll be right back here at The Balcony. One channel, baby! Chris Novoselic, Cut Me Some Slack. I told you I got a lot of new rock for you today, folks. This is from Rainwolf. This is going to be called In the Dark. We'll be right back here at the balcony. New shit this show and tell your boss to lay off. Props up. The this is going to be another new one. This is called Trip Switch is the name of the song, and the band is Nothing But Thieves. Right back here at the balcony.
Some unknown lullabies, making ways through the universe. Silent wars with anonymous brothers. Trip, switch, trip, switch. Make a wish and I catch a snake. Press the button and my boy be happy. Sending signals is a dirty trick. Get my love in a digital package. Trip, switch, trip, switch.
Need a pillow, can I put a gun in the eyes? I'm rubbing these, shoot, the floor is, cause I got me. For the third time. Okay, so we heard Cut Me Some Slack, Paul McCartney, Dave Grohl, Chris Novoselic, In the Dark by Rainwolf, Trip Switch by Nothing But Thieves, Take Out the Gunman by Chevelle, and that was Take Me Away by Aaron Jones. This is going to be Clutch with A Quick Death in Texas. We'll be right back here at the balcony.
I'm free. and sex.
You guys could see what was going on here. I have no internet and I'm down to one channel, and I'm still gonna go on because the rock means that much for me to give it to you. I want to thank everyone out there in the service industry for pouring iced tea, cleaning up, serving a burger, pouring a beer, restocking something. You know, we appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. This is gonna be Queens with Evil Has Landed off their last record called Villains. We'll be right back here at the balcony.
Clues.
was Queens of the Stone Age off their latest record, Villains, with The Evil Has Landed. This is going to be a new one on my show. This is The Daphnes. The song is called Catfish. We'll be right back here at the balcony. Keep rocking. Song called Catfish. This next one's going to be an LA-based band with a lead singer, female lead singer. Her name is Dorothy, and the band is also called Dorothy. The album is called Rock Is Dead, and it's spelled R-O-C-I-S-D-E-A-D, but all one word, lower cases. I like that a lot. Cool album cover, by the way, too. Her holding a couple of switchblades. All right, let's check it out.
You're the murderer.
That was Dorothy with Raise a Little Hell. I want to, for all the listeners who actually don't know me, I am from the South. I'm an old, white, middle-aged Muppet, that has a Nintendo Classic baseball hat attached. I have cutting New Edge glasses with frames straight from 1932 and no lips. I don't know if they make that exact emoji. I am the reclaimer of nerd culture. I am the repositioner of my nerd culture. There you go, folks. That's a little about me. All right, let's keep it going. This is going to be a tribute or a shout-out to my man Ed, who has passed on to the great Party in the Sky. And he used to love this song. This is the Jesus Lizard. And this is going to be Boilermaker. This one's for you, Ed. We'll be right back here at the balcony.
I'm
was Royal Blood. They're a duo, a bassist and a drummer from England. They opened up for Queens of the Stone Age two tours ago. They didn't play San Francisco, unfortunately, which was funny because where I work, we always take off for any of the Josh Homme bands, you know, Queens of the Stone Age, Eagles of Death Metal, them Crooked Vultures. But we missed that tour, unfortunately, and Royal Blood opened up that whole United States leg of that tour, which was, would have been awesome to see those guys. I've played them a lot on my show. I'm a big fan. I like them a lot. All right, I got some new stuff for you, but we're going to play that in the next hour. We're just going to keep grunging it out here. This is one of my favorite bands back from the day. This is Silverchair. Freak!
Yeah.